Chapter 8 Life with Mr. Rochester. Now that Mr. Rochester had returned, Thornfield Hall was very busy. Many people came to visit him and talk about business. Adele was too excited to study. That evening, we had tea with Mr. Rochester. Of course, this was the man I had helped, with his dark hair and skin. Although his eyes were firm, they had a little humor in them. His leg was supported on a chair. He did not speak to me when I came in. "Did you bring a gift for Miss Eyre, Uncle?" Adele asked him.
"A gift? Who wants a gift?"
he said.
"Did you want a gift, Miss Eyre? Do you like gifts?"
"I've never gotten a gift, sir," I answered. "Anyway, I have no right to expect a gift from you, because I haven't done anything to deserve one."
"Why, Miss Eyre, don't be so modest. I've been talking to Adele. She's not very clever, but you've taught her very well."
"Well then, sir, that is my gift. A teacher is happiest when her students do well." Mr. Rochester drank his tea without speaking. After tea, he asked me to come and sit with him while Adele played with Mrs. Fairfax.